Hello, my name is Vasily Shakhov, and I am a radio missionary. I work with Russian Bible Institute. Russia is where I was born. When I was growing up in Russia, I heard a lot about Lenin, the man who started the Communist Party in Russia. He thought that all religion was bad for the people, like drugs, like opium. I never attended church because the communist government had ordered all the church doors to be locked and had put all the preachers in prison. In school, our hero was Karl Marx. All our teachers believed like he did and taught us from kindergarten that God did not create the world and that there was no God. At home, when I was about 12 years old, I asked my father, whom I respected very much, "Father, what do you think about how the world began? Is there really a God?" It was dangerous to talk about God then, but my father had courage enough to answer me, "Son, I think there must be." I was too young to enter the Russian army during the World War II. But when the German army came to our part of the Ukraine, they thought I was old enough to work. So they took me far away from home into Germany to work in a factory. In Germany, I had to stay in the forced labor camp behind barbed wire, guarded by men with machine gun. But there one of the other Russians told me for the first time that the Lord Jesus Christ loved me and had died to set me free from my sins. I asked the Lord Jesus to forgive me, and I gave my whole heart and life to Him. How eager I was to have a Bible! I copied all the books from Genesis to Deuteronomy by hand before I got my own Bible in the Russian language. God helped my mother and father, whom you see standing on each side of me, to get out of Russia into Germany. How happy I was that they also accepted Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. After the war was over, I was able to attend a Russian-speaking Bible school in Germany. When I came to the United States for college and seminary, I met a very nice Christian girl named Beatrice, the one in the pink dress. Yes, you guessed it. Beatrice became my wife. Later, when I was pastor of Russian and Ukrainian church in New Jersey, I met Mr. and Mrs. Rudik, who are standing next to Beatrice. Mr. Rudik had been a pastor in Russia many years under the communist government and had suffered much persecution. Now that he was in America, people were asking him, "How can Christian in America best help their brethren in USSR?" Mr. Rudik answered, "Give pastor in Russia Bible training via radio." Mr. Rudik asked me to help him and the Bible Christian Union to start Bible courses for Russian pastors over the radio. 12 others are now helping us to plan and prepare these lessons. Some of the courses I translate from English into Russian. Some of the lessons I write myself. Then we have to type the lesson on the Russian typewriter. When all is ready, I sit at the microphone to record the lesson that we want to broadcast to the pastors and other Christian in Russia. We make duplicate tapes before we send them airmail to two shortwave radio stations in Europe and South America. Far away in Russia, the big green country filling the right side of the map, over 1 million people are listening to our Bible courses each night. Some people say that 12 million people are listening. Very few of our listeners can write to us because the government in Russia stamps the letters before they reach the border and persecutes the people who try to write to us. So in order to get advice from our listeners on how to make our Bible lessons better, two of us packed our bags and climbed aboard a jumbo jet to visit the Soviet Union. We landed in Moscow and visited Red Square, where lines of people were waiting their turn to visit the tomb of Lenin, leader of communist revolution. Some of the churches we visited had been turned into museums where we heard communist teachings. Some of the churches were allowed to be open, but very few in comparison to our country. Only a few of the people had their own Bibles. These Russian preachers and all the other Christians we met thank us for the radio Bible courses which help them to give better teaching to the Christians who do not have a Bible at home. The Christian in Russia are so eager to hear God's word and to pray together that they crowd every corner of the churches. They had heard our lessons on the radio and recognized our names. They even recognize my voice. As we push through this crowd to leave the church, one woman tried hard to reach me and slipped a note into my pocket. It read, "Thank you for the radio broadcast. I trusted Jesus as my Savior through your radio preaching." You can understand why we are praying that many more churches and Sunday school classes in America will send their gifts to keep our courses on the air. It costs only $200 every night. Please pray with us that enough Christians will give so that Russian Radio Bible Institute can continue to broadcast Bible lessons 6 nights every week from 2 stations. Pray also for the radio technician to come help us who understands Russian. Pray for my wife. She is happy she can help me serve the Lord, but many days and nights she is alone because I am busy preparing the broadcast. David and Jonathan, my two boys in the white shirts, are on their way to school with their friend Bill. David with the dark pants and Jonathan behind him often pray for our radio work and for the Christians in Russia. They also pray that many in Russia who have never heard of the Christ will tune in to our broadcast and will be saved. I know you also will pray for me and for all who help Bible Christian Union, that God will help us broadcast to as many Russians as possible how very much God loves them and what wonderful things He had prepared for those who love Him.